On the phone right now is Ann Kristoff. She's the landscape architect who designed the South Laguna Community Garden Park and also a mayor of Laguna back in the day. Ann, you're on the line. How are you, young lady?
I'm recovering from last night's wonderful meeting where the council allocated $500,000 to help us purchase the garden park.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to do? And the garden park has been around for 14 years. Constantly, we've been trying to buy the land. It looks like it's a deal right now. We're really excited, and especially for you, Ann, because you're one of the pioneers of the park, along with Maury Granger. You guys really did a lot to get an empty lot into a beautiful garden.
Yes, Maury is the one that negotiated the deal with the property owner at that time, and Bill Reen was president of the South Laguna Civic Association. So the four of us, including Ruben Flores, we were the core group that got this project underway. But, you know, there's been hundreds of people that have contributed towards this garden in one way or another.
Definitely, so a community garden is on a amazing amount of. In fact, Gail and I lived in a condo near the Gelsons, and we didn't really know anybody. We went there for the garden plot, and we met all of South Laguna, and everybody would show up. The boulders showed up on the street, and we're hand delivering one boulder at a time to build the garden. And kids on skateboards go and stop and go, can we help? And they would like set a boulder on a skateboard and roll it on the street. And it was like a wonderful. I have Dave Murray, the meteorologist here, who spent a lot of time in the Midwest. So, Dave, it was very much like a barn raising in the Midwest where the community all gets together to build somebody's barn. Well, in South Laguna, that's what happened to build this garden.
I love the garden. It was one of our, when we were looking for property in Laguna Beach, we stopped into the garden all the time because I'm a huge gardener, so is my wife. And we were trying to get a feel for what grows here in the ocean environment. You know, when do you plant the seasons, things like that. It's very, very different from the Midwest or the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a while to get used to.
Yeah, in the Midwest, if you miss that window, you're out for the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
But in our garden, we're finding out that you can plant almost any time. And, you know, there's certain summer crops like tomatoes and corn and things like that that are summer. But sometimes the tomatoes even last into the wintertime.
Right.
So, Ann, what can folks do to help us reach our goal of $2 million within maybe the next 2 weeks? Is there places folks can go to get information on that?
Yes, they can go to southlagunagarden.org.
Okay, great.
There's information there. And we will be partnering with the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, who will be collecting funds into that foundation that will then be put into the escrow for the garden purchase. So we're very grateful to them for managing this.
And that keeps it as a 501c3, right?
That's right. So that means that all the donations towards the acquisition of the garden will be tax deductible, quote, to the fullest extent allowed by law, end quote. So anyway, we don't have that online linkage to the foundation today, but we hope that's going to come in a couple of days. But meantime, the instructions and that website, southlagunagarden.org, tell you where to send a check. So it's very old school right now, but, you know, money works no matter what. So We will be having our online feature shortly.
Well, Ann Kristoff and the South Laguna Community Garden Park and the City of Laguna Beach, Bob Whalen was ecstatic on the phone this morning for neighboring with the mayor about being able to make this actually happen. It is so exciting.
Yeah. So for years, you know, we would we would think we were close to being able to buy it. And then, you know, Mark Christie describes it as Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. You know, it would just, something would go wrong and it wouldn't happen. And we, you know, and so, and people kept saying, why are you asking for money? You don't even have a deal. This is never going to happen. So it's really nice. There were a lot of people that had faith and
persistence
towards this project. And so we have already $230,000 in those donations, the $500,000 from the city. And then we have two large pledges totaling $350,000. And then we have a number of small pledges that add on to that. So basically, if all those people fulfill their pledges, we will still have an $800,000 funding gap. So that's why it's so important right now for people to step up and help us make this happen. And then we'll have a garden park forever.
We had a call into the city council meeting last night, and the guy said, you know, I'm not in the garden, and I've been through there, but I'm not part of the organization, but I'll donate $1,000.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when people see that it's really going to happen and it's imminent, it's not just a dream, they'll step up. The Laguna Beach is very good with that attitude, I think. At least I hope it proves true this time.
Well, Ann Kristoff at the South Laguna Community Garden Park is southlagunagarden.org is the information place, 949-499-1804 to get more data. We really appreciate you. We're also on Facebook, so you can get that information on there too for the South Laguna Community Garden Park. Just step on forward, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom. Well, Tom and Gail have been stalwart supporters of the garden, and not only supporters, but innovators. So we really appreciate you, and we appreciate all the people that have been so active and dedicated.
All right, thank you, Ann Kristoff.
Okay, thank you, Tom.